All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM, and it is a Monday, and so we'll do a little Monday morning quarterbacking, or I guess Monday evening now because it's past 6 o'clock. You know, the Lions win. They beat the Packers. That's always a good thing. What I will say positive about this game is they took advantage of some sloppy play by Green Bay and finally actually took advantage. Two fumbles and a muff punt, and they score 17 points off of it. Very un-Lion-esque. But what I'll also say about this is, other than the fact that they did that and they won, I don't really have a whole lot of positive stuff to say. They gave up 521 yards. They gave up 30 first downs. How the hell did they win this football game? Brady?
Well, so you look at the game as a whole, and you see, like you said, they took advantage of turnovers. But the thing they did, and it seemed like I was watching a Lions game in that was flipped. Like, it felt like usually it's Matt Stafford who's down 24-0 at half that throws 50 times a game and puts up 450 yards in a game you lose by double digits. But anyway, they had timely defense. That's how they won the game. I mean, you get two strip sacks. I thought the secondary played well for the most part. In the second half, I thought they were kind of playing like almost very soft, like, you know what, we'll give you 5 yards of play, we'll give you 10 yards of play, because you won't be able to score quick enough, and our offense will do enough. So is there a lot of positives? Not really. Deshaun Hand, I think, is becoming a nice pick. I think it's safe to say now that Kenny Galladay is becoming a future number one receiver on this team. I think those are two picks that have blossomed. I think Devon Kennard is becoming a nice pickup. So I think there are positives, and I think what it does is it gives you an opportunity. Your season's not dead now. It's just teetering. But it's not dead. You give yourself a chance coming out of the bye, going to Miami, then bringing in Seattle. It gives you a chance to get to 4-3.
Yeah, really, after the first 7 quarters of football, because the Jets game was garbage and the first 3 quarters in San Francisco was bad. But starting with the 4th quarter in San Francisco all the way through till now, the Lions are more of what I expected or what I thought I might get. I mean, even like in Dallas, they didn't win, but it was fun to watch, wasn't it? They do entertain you, if nothing else.
I think they have exciting weapons.
Yeah, I'm looking for the consistency that I keep getting promised, but don't see yet. Look, I'm happy that they won.
No doubt.
But the next time they play Green Bay, Crosby isn't going to leave 13 points out on the field.
Yeah, no.
And the Packers aren't going to give you 17 free points. So there are things, it's still a work in progress, I guess, is what I'm saying. There are still a lot of things the Lions have to do to completely win me over.
Oh, no doubt. Now, no one's saying they're going to the playoffs now, but it's nice to see them take advantage of another team's mistakes for once. That they didn't kick 3 field goals on those turnovers. They put the foot on the throat, and they got it to 24-0, and then they coasted in the second half. And the one thing I did like is Packers score a touchdown to make it 24-14. They answer right back to make it 31-14, putting the game out of reach.
Yeah, I did like that. So now you've got a week off.
Yep.
And then you go to Miami. This is important to me, too, because I want to see a win on the road. They've had 2 close games on the road, but I want to see a win on the road. And why not Miami?
Right. No, I think, like I told you last week, Miami's a bunch of pretenders, and they lost the Pretender Bowl against Cincinnati. both those teams are not good. The Bengals might win the AFC North because none of those teams are good. Maybe the Steelers will scrape together 9 wins and make it, but Cleveland's no good, and I don't think Baltimore's – they're all right. But no, Cincinnati's not that good. Miami's not that good. They've lost two straight. They're going to lose three straight when they lose to Chicago, and then hopefully they lose four straight when Detroit comes in, because right now I am picking them to win that game. I would say they win that game by a field goal, by 4 points.
All right. Well, okay, then realistically, if you like the Lions in that one, and yep. I think we both like them against Seattle.
Yes. You got to win that game at home against what might be the worst team in the NFC outside of Arizona.
So that would put them at 4-3, Brady, when you hit the midway point of your season. That's where, again, we're going to hit one of those big moments, because the difference between being 5-3 through eight games and 4-4 through eight games is enormous.
Yes. And again, look at the stretch that happened after those two games. I believe it is something like Minnesota, Chicago, Carolina, Chicago, LA, or some combination of that.
Yeah, it's exactly that, with the first two games on the road and the next three at home.
Yeah. So if you get to 4-3, that gives you a chance. If you can somehow go 3-2 through that stretch. Now, I know I'm talking way down the road. I'm talking when there's snow on the ground. But it gives you a shot. And how bad were those first three losses? If you can just scrape by one of them, how much different is the tone right now? If, let's say, you don't embarrass yourself on Monday night. Let's say that game never happened and they win like they should have because the Jets aren't good. And we're talking about a 3-2 football team going into the bye. How much different is our tone right now?
Well, that's the thing that's Lions football. Because we could shuffle the deck and go, well, this team could be 4-1.
Yeah.
And we could shuffle the deck and go, this team could be 1-4.
Yeah.
The only game that was clear cut, you know, they won and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, was the New England game of all games. In all the other games, I could make cases for why they should have won the game and cases for why they should have lost the game.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt at all. But a few things I want to see going forward. Kerryon Johnson needs to get more carries. I liked how they used LeGarrette Blount at times. He had three times he needed to get 1 yard, and he got 1 yard three times. Two of those were for touchdowns. That's fine. That's what LeGarrette Blount does. It should not, out of 24 carries, it should not be a 12-12 split. It should be about 19-7, somewhere, or 19-5, if I can do my math right.
Hey, yeah, I would be fine if LeGarrette Blount only got five carries a game in short yardage situations when you need it. That, to me, that's what his role should be. I'd like to see Kerryon Johnson get 20 touches a game.
Yes, I would.
That includes throwing to him out of the backfield. Right. You know, if he has three or four catches and then on only 16 carries, I'm fine with that. He needs to touch the ball 20 times a game.
Yes, he did get two catches this past game, but no, looking at the Lions, I'm not bullish on them, but I'm not going to kill them either. They did what they should have done, and they beat a team that handed them a win. Was that the worst kicking performance you've ever seen in your life?
I can't remember anybody struggling like that, especially a guy who has a history of being one of the better, right, more reliable kickers, to just implode like he did. And he did. He just imploded yesterday.
They didn't pick DJ Palm off the street to go kick. No, that's a veteran guy who's made big kicks before, and he lost his freaking mind.
Yeah, like, I mean, and
how do you how do you miss five kicks? There hadn't been a kicker that has missed four in 8 years. He missed five, and none of them were over 50 yards.
Now, the one was like a 56-yarder, but he missed a 42, a 41, and a 30-something. That just doesn't happen. And an extra point. That just doesn't happen. He just – it got into his head, and he completely lost it.
Like, I don't – like, maybe – I mean, I'm not going to say that if he makes the kicks, they win, because I think the Lions play the second half a lot differently. If they go into the locker room and it's 24-9, or it's at one point, because there were times in that game I go, he makes his kick, it's a one-score game, and the Lions have the ball, and they can't just go run, pass, kill 3 minutes off the clock, and then punt it away.
Yeah, well, it's again, sometimes you got to have a little bit of luck. I think they had a little bit of luck with Crosby being so bad. And also, you've got to capitalize, though, when the team opens the door for you. And finally, we can say on a Monday that a Lions team capitalized on a Sunday when the Green Bay Packers turned the ball over in their own zone. The Lions turned it into to two touchdowns and a field goal, and normally they turn it into two field goals and a missed field goal.
Do you want to hear the craziest stat that came out of this game, I think? Well, I have two stats for you. First, the craziest stat that came out of this game. So the Lions shut the Packers out in the first half, right? The Packers did not punt the ball once. And they shut them out. If I would have told you that, if I would have just said last Monday, I said, Dennis, the Packers aren't punting in the first half, you'd have said, well, then the Lions are going into the locker room in a body bag.
Yeah. They're going to be – the Packers will have at least 28 points if they're not punting.
Right. And the other one, this one, I believe it was one of the beat writers posted this online. So over the last 5 years, including yesterday, the Lions have played 31 games against NFC North opponents. What do you think their record is in those 31 games over the last 5 years, including yesterday?
Including yesterday? It doesn't feel like they've won that many, but I bet you it's close to 500.
So you're going to say somewhere like 16 and 15?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Try 21 and 10.
Really? They're yes. It doesn't feel like that.
Well, if you really think about it, they've dominated the Bears over the last 5 years. I think they've only lost maybe once or twice. They've really had the Vikings number for the most part. And the Packers, they've started to do better with going about 500 against them. They've won three straight against Green Bay.
Yeah,
and I don't care.
And that hasn't happened since 1990, 1991, that they've beaten the Pack three times in a row.
And what's been happening ever since really Jim Caldwell got here, and this is something he did well but didn't do well enough, is you're slowly shedding all these stats about the Lions. You know, well, first it was Jim Schwartz and he made the playoff, and then like an 11-win season, the 100-yard rusher, things like that about the Lions that you go, oh my God, how many times do we have to hear about it? And the announcers still find a way to bring up the 100-yard rusher 2 weeks after it was broken. It's like, let it die.
No, it's been two games, Brady, since we've had one.
Yeah, I know. Wow, two whole games. But no, and they're slowly shedding this away of, like, all these Lions stats. And now the only ones left are haven't won a division, haven't won a playoff game. Those are the last two to be shed. And I don't think it's going to happen this year, but these are things that are slowly being taken away. For the longest time, they didn't win at Lambeau. Like, these stats, you go, oh, my God. Like, this is embarrassing.
I've been living them. Look, I got to let you go, but thanks again, and we'll talk to you probably next Monday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Brady Beaton, as always, on a Monday, helping us out on the Dennis Stuckey Show.